Episode 79 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I am your very happy and blessed host, Steve Webb. Hello, my friend. Thank you for your patience in awaiting the return of the new LifeSpring Family Bible. On the last episode, I told you that my son Stephen was going in on June 10th for his second of three surgeries. If you followed along on Facebook, you know how things went. But for those of you who are not Facebook users, I'll tell you all about it at the end of today's episode. Speaking of today's episode, in Leviticus chapter 19 today, God tells Moses more laws concerning how to live a life of holiness. In Mark chapter 3, Jesus asks who his mother is. And I'm beginning something new today. I hope you don't mind. In addition to reading through the Old Testament in order and reading through the New Testament in order, today we'll begin reading a chapter from the book of Psalms in each episode as well. When we get through the Psalms, we'll read the book of Proverbs. The reason we're doing this is to balance out the reading so that the entire Bible is completed in about 2 years, with the Old Testament having been read through once and the New Testament read through 3 times. Sound good to you? I hope so. Let's begin. Today we're reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Leviticus 19. The Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to the entire Israelite community and tell them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you is to respect his mother and father. You are to keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make cast images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you offer a fellowship sacrifice to the Lord, sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. It is better to be eaten on the day you sacrifice it or on the next day. But what remains on the third day must be burned up. If any is eaten on the third day, it is a repulsive thing. It will not be accepted. Anyone who eats it will bear his punishment, for he has profaned what is holy to the Lord. That person must be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap to the very edge of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You must not strip your vineyard bare or gather its fallen grapes. Leave them for the poor and the foreign resident. I am the Lord your God. You must not steal. You must not act deceptively or lie to one another. You must not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of the Lord your God. I am Yahweh. You must not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages due a hired hand must not remain with you until morning. You must not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind. But you are to fear your God. I am the Lord. You must not act unjustly when deciding a case. Do not be partial to the poor or give preference to the rich. Judge your neighbor fairly. You must not go about spreading slander among your people. You must not jeopardize your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. You must not harbor hatred against your brother. Rebuke your neighbor directly, and you will not incur guilt because of him. Do not take revenge or bear a grudge against members of your community, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You are to keep my statutes. You must not crossbreed 2 different kinds of your livestock, sow your fields with 2 kinds of seed, or put on a garment made of 2 kinds of material. If a man has sexual intercourse with a woman who is a slave designated for another man, but she has not been redeemed or given her freedom, there must be punishment. They are not to be put to death because she had not been freed. However, he must bring a ram as his restitution offering to the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The priest will make atonement on his behalf before the Lord with the ram of the restitution offering for the sin he has committed, and he will be forgiven for the sin he committed. When you come into the land and plant any kind of tree for food, you are to consider the fruit forbidden. It will be forbidden to you for 3 years. It is not to be eaten. In the 4th year, all its fruit must be consecrated as a praise offering to the Lord. But in the 5th year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, its yield will increase for you. I am the Lord your God. You are not to eat anything with blood in it. You are not to practice divination or sorcery. You are not to cut off the hair at the sides of your head or mar the edge of your beard. You are not to make gashes on your bodies for the dead, or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not debase your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the land will be prostituted and filled with depravity. You must keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or consult spiritists, or you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You are to rise in the presence of the elderly and honor the old. Fear your God. I am the Lord. When a foreigner lives with you in your land, you must not oppress him. You must regard the foreigner who lives with you as the native born among you. You are to love him as yourself, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You must not be unfair in measurements of length, weight, or volume. You are to have honest balances, honest weights, an honest dry measure, and an honest liquid measure. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You must keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them. I am the Lord. Mark chapter 3. Now he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a paralyzed hand. In order to accuse him, they were watching him closely to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath. He told the man with a paralyzed hand, "Stand before us." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do what is good, or to do what is evil, to save a life or to kill?" But they were silent. After looking around at them with anger and sorrow at the hardness of their hearts, he told the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Immediately the Pharisees went out and started plotting with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a large crowd followed from Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and around Tyre and Sidon. The large crowd came to him because they heard about everything he was doing. Then he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, so the crowd would not crush him. Since he had healed many, all who had diseases were pressing toward him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, those possessed fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God," and he would strongly warn them not to make him known. Then he went up the mountain and summoned those he wanted, and they came to him. He also appointed 12. He also named them apostles, to be with him, to send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12. To Simon he gave the name Peter, and to James the son of Zebedee, and to his brother John, he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again so that they were not even able to eat. When his family heard this, they set out to restrain him, because they said, "He's out of his mind." The scribes who had come down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul in him," and, "He drives out demons by the ruler of the demons." So he summoned them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rebels against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is finished. On the other hand, no one can enter a strong man's house and rob his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he will rob his house. I assure you, people will be forgiven for all sins and whatever blasphemies they may blaspheme. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him and told him, "Look, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside asking for you." He replied to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who were sitting in a circle around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Psalms chapter 1. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, His delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. May God bless the reading of His Word. So Stephen's surgery went very well. We checked in at the hospital at about 5 o'clock in the morning and were told that we could expect a 6-hour surgery. As it turned out, the surgery lasted only 5 hours. And that was the first indication that this time in the hospital would be much better than the first. The first time, Stephen's stay was longer than a month, and he was close to death with many complications along the way. I can't tell you how many times a nurse or doctor said that it was his youth that kept him alive. And then, when he was finally able to come home, he was on IV antibiotics for nearly a month, plus he had a wound vac for about 2 months on the incision. His January incision was not even fully healed when we went into the hospital last week. That's over 6 months that Stephen had an open wound. And he was so sick and so weak that he almost couldn't walk when he came home the first time. This time, Stephen was basically healthy when we checked in, and they had him up and walking the day after surgery and 3 times a day after that. On the 3rd day after surgery, he had progressed to eating solid food, and we brought him home on Saturday, just 5 days after surgery. On Sunday, Father's Day, we all drove to my oldest son's house about 35 miles away and spent several hours there. So, Stephen's doing very well, to say the least. He, of course, still has some pain because the surgery he had was major. Just do a search for J-pouch surgery if you want to know more. But we're praising the Lord for His healing hand and the blessing of finding a highly skilled surgeon for him this time. The reason I wasn't able to bring out this episode until Wednesday is that I just had a lot of catching up to do when I was finally able to get behind my desk after spending the week at the hospital all week last week. Lord willing, we'll be sailing right through until his 3rd and final surgery in about 6 to 8 weeks. We're told that that trip should only be about a 3-day stay, so that'll be even better. The bills are still enormous, and the lovely lady Leanne is still out of work. Stephen's marvelous girlfriend, Taryn, started a donations website, which you can visit if you like at stephenwebb.net/GoFundMe. Believe me, any amount is a help. If the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible has been a blessing to you, would you pray about whether the Lord would have you make a gift? That would be awesome. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.